predicated on a lie that the Iraqi soldiers were killing, taking babies out of incubators and leaving them on the floor to die.
In the run-up to the Gulf War, one image, one presence touched American hearts and minds like no other.
My name is Nayira, and I just came out of Kuwait. While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Thrown out of the incubators.
President Bush repeated the incubator story at least 10 times in the following weeks.
Babies pulled from incubators and scattered like firewood across the floor.
It had presidential confirmation and the confirmation of Amnesty International. Then, a rather embarrassed Amnesty retracted its report. In London, spokesman Sean Stiles said, as hard as they tried, they could not confirm it.
We spoke to well over a dozen doctors of different nationalities who had been in Kuwait at the time, and they couldn't stand the story up, and it became quite clear to us that credible medical opinion was that this didn't happen.
If it didn't happen, where did the story come from? We can't answer that. We can't tell you about Nayira. She was no ordinary witness. She's a member of the Kuwaiti royal family, related to the Emir of Kuwait. And when she testified, her father was sitting close by. He's Sheikh Saud Nasir Al Sabah, Kuwait's ambassador to the United States. Nayira lives with her family in Washington, D.C.
It turned out to be all a lie. That was actually the U.S. ambassador to Kuwait's daughter, and also related to the Kuwaiti royal family, who lied to get people to support the U.S. going, and they ended up killing 500,000 Iraqi children. You might